Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Right man convicted in assault on brother. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A Campbell County jury has found a right man guilty of assaulting and threatening to kill his brother during a violent confrontation last August. According to the Gillette News Record, 35-year-old Josep Mejia was convicted of felony aggravated assault and battery and misdemeanor battery following a four-day jury trial in June. Jurors found him not guilty of kidnapping and false imprisonment. The charges stem from an August 14, 2025 incident at Sage Bluff RV Park in Wright. According to prosecutors, Mejia pointed two handguns at his brother during an argument over family issues and unpaid phone bills, repeatedly kicked him while wearing steel-toed boots, fired a shot into a wall, and threatened to kill him. Court records state the victim escaped, drove away, and called 911 after suffering facial lacerations, bruises, and other injuries. Deputies later located Mejia in Natrona County. Investigators say he admitted pointing a gun at his brother, threatening to kill him, and punching him, claiming he was protecting his family. Mejia is scheduled to be sentenced September 9th. The aggravated assault conviction carries a maximum penalty of up to 10 years in prison. Lawmakers consider reviving countywide infrastructure grant program. Wyoming lawmakers are considering bringing back a grant program that once helped counties and municipalities pay for major infrastructure projects. According to WildFile, the legislature's Joint Appropriations Committee recently reviewed a draft bill that would revive the countywide consensus funding program, proposing $100 million for its first 2 years and $50 million annually after that. The program, last funded in 2014, allows county commissioners and local municipalities to jointly decide how grant money is spent. Supporters say the need is significant. A survey of the Wyoming Association of Municipalities found more than $1.7 billion in immediate water infrastructure needs among responding communities, with lawmakers estimating the statewide total could exceed $6 billion. County officials are asking lawmakers to increase annual funding to $75 million and tie future increases to inflation. The committee is also considering giving communities up to 4 years instead of two to spend grant money before unused funds revert to the state. The draft bill will receive further discussion when the committee meets August 27th and 28th in Cheyenne. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.